my Bible. This is the true word of God. The word of God is true. I believe what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I believe God has given us this word. I believe God has given us this book so I can live a victorious Christian life. Not just when I die, but right now, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Open your Bibles when you get seated, please, to John chapter 15. John 15. He that dwelleth in the secret place, amen, of the Most High God. John 15. When you get there, say amen. John 15. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. In John 15, this is part two of a message that I started last week. Amen. My plan is to close it out this week. But in John chapter 15, in verse number 1, this is Jesus talking. And he says that I am the true vine. My Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. He says, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. He says, abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can you except you abide in me. In verse 5, he says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do what? Nothing. Verse 6 says, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. Verse 7 says, if you are abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And then verse 8 says, this is how we know that God is glorified, that if you bear much fruit. Amen? Hallelujah. As I mentioned already, this is part two of a message I started last week called Reconnecting to the Vine. Reconnecting to the Vine. And in last week's message, I reminded us, because the word is for me also, I reminded us that because of some of the things that have happened and have affected us in one way or another over the past 2 years, many people who started off being connected to God or connected to Jesus has either disconnected themselves from him or are not as connected to him as they think they are, okay? They have either disconnected themselves from him or they are not as connected to him as they think they are. Are y'all still with me this morning? And the reason for that is because many people have forgotten, okay? They have forgotten their position as it relates to God the Father and as it relates to Jesus Christ, who is our Lord and Savior. Are y'all still with me? They have forgotten their position. Amen. And as a result of them forgetting their position, you know, people do not attend church like they used to. They do not pray like they used to. They do not stream online like they used to. They do not fellowship with other Christians like they used to. Are y'all still with me? And it's all because they have forgotten their position or where they fit in at as it relates to Jesus Christ and God the Father. Can you turn me down some a little bit just in the house speakers, please? Amen. Amen. But Jesus Christ reminds us, okay? He reminds us of our position and where we fit in it. Are you all still with me? He tells us in John chapter 15, he says that he is the true vine. His Father is the husbandman or the master farmer. And then we are the branches. Are y'all still with me? Jesus is the true vine. God the Father is the master farmer, and we are the branches. And then Jesus identified to us two kinds of branches. He said there's one kind of branches that bears fruit. And he said there's another branch that bears no fruit. And he says that the one that bears fruit, God prunes it so it can bear more fruit. And he said the other kind of fruit he takes away. In other words, what he's saying there is the one who does not bear any fruit is no good to the kingdom of God. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. And the reason why the person who does not bear fruit is no good to the kingdom of God is because of verse number 8. Look at verse number 8, what the Bible says. It says, herein is my God, my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you should be my disciples. See? In other words, when we bear fruit, God is glorified. Just give me 1 second. Amen. Amen. When we bear fruit, God is glorified. But how many of you know when we do not bear fruit, God gets no glory through us? Are y'all still with me? Amen. So a question that I asked us last week, and I always like to say us because the word of God is for me also. The question that I asked us is, what kind of fruit are we? Make it personal. What kind of fruit are you? What kind of fruit am I? Because there's only two different kinds. One that bears fruit and one that bears no fruit. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And see, when we do not bear fruit, we are out of the will of God. We are out of the will of God because the Bible tells us in verse number 16, it says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Do you all see that? What did I say? Did I say verse 16? Amen, amen, amen. My page is trying to turn here. Give me 1 second here. Amen. He said, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you so that you shall go and do what? Or bring forth fruit. Same thing. He said, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you so that you should go and bring forth fruit. And listen, and that your fruit should do what? Never run out. So that whatsoever you should ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. In other words, the will of God for your life, the will of God for my life is for us to go and bring fruit. In other words, to bear fruit. And when we are not bearing fruit, we are no good to the kingdom of God. Are y'all still with me? Amen. Now stay with me here. Amen. Because once again, I mentioned to us that the problem why many people are out of position is because somewhere over the last 2 years or beyond, we have forgotten our position. And as I already told you, Jesus reminded us of our position. Look what he said again here in verse number 5. And I'm just doing a quick review for those who were not here. In verse 5, he says, I am the what? The vine. And you are the what? Branches. Once again, I know I'm the branch, but I need to figure out what kind of branch I am. Because it's highly possible that I might not be the kind of branch that I think that I am. Are you all still with me? He says, I am the vine, and you are the branches. He says that he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, okay? And he says, for without me you can do what? Let me just say this another way, since we're talking about fruit. Without me you cannot bring forth much fruit. He says, he that abides in me, and I in him, okay? So listen to this. If I'm not bearing fruit, because Jesus told me the recipe for bearing fruit. He says, if I abide in him and he abide in me, then I will automatically bear fruit. bearing fruit, maybe there's something missing there. Either I'm not abiding in Jesus, or he's not abiding in me. Well, the Bible tells us that as Christians, our bodies is a temple of the Holy Spirit. So if my body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, that means that he's abiding in me. Well, the only other problem that it could be is maybe I'm not abiding in him. Because Christians, that word abide means to stay and do what? Maintain. Are y'all still with me? It means to stay in him and remain in him. When the Bible talks about staying and remaining, that means that I need to stay and remain in Jesus every second of the day. I need to stay and remain in Jesus every minute of the day. I need to stay and remain in Jesus every hour of the day. I need to stay and remain in Jesus all the time. I cannot take any breaks. I cannot take any days off. I have to stay and remain in him because once again, he said here in verse 5, he says, he that stay and remains in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He says, for without me, you can do nothing. Are y'all still with me? That means with him, I can bear much fruit. But without him, I can't bear any fruit. I may think that I'm bearing fruit, but I'm not bearing any fruit. Are y'all still with me? Now, I want to submit to you and to myself that when Jesus is talking about bearing fruit, he is talking about good fruit. He's not talking about any old kind of fruit. He's talking about bear much good fruit. And the reason why I can say that is because good fruit always comes from the good vine. And by Jesus being the true vine, he must be a good vine. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And whether we are abiding in Jesus or not, we are bearing fruit. Whether we are abiding in Jesus or not, we are bearing fruit. But if we are not abiding in Jesus, we are not bearing the kind of fruit that Jesus is talking about. He's talking about good fruit. If I am not abiding in Jesus, if I am not staying and remaining in Jesus, I might be abiding, I might be bearing fruit, but it's not good fruit. Well, if it's not good fruit, then it means it must be bad fruit or rotten fruit. Are y'all still with me this morning? It must be rotten fruit. Amen? And the reason why it's rotten fruit is because people say, Christians, we say that, oh, I'm abiding in Jesus, and Jesus is abiding in me. And because I'm abiding in him, and he's abiding in me, I'm bearing some good fruit. We say that. Are y'all still with me? But although people say that, when we see their fruit, it ends up being bad or rotten fruit. Now, why is that? Why is that? Because Jesus told us if we abide in him and he abide in us, we're going to bear what kind of fruit? Is anybody here this morning? So if I say I'm abiding in him and he abides in me and I'm bearing rotten, bad fruit, then there's a problem there. Somebody's lying. Either Jesus is lying, or we are lying. And I mean, you know, the Bible says that God can't lie. So the Bible says that God can't lie. And God's word is true, because you said it this morning. The word of God is true. You said it. Amen. Then maybe somebody else is lying. Are y'all still with me this morning? Amen. See? The reason why people who think they are bearing good fruit are bearing bad fruit is because they have disconnected themselves from the true vine. Either they have disconnected themselves from the true vine, or they are not as connected to the true vine as they think they are. Either one of those two reasons. Either they have disconnected themselves from the true vine, who is Jesus, or they are not as connected to the vine as they think they are. I'm just trying to help us this morning. Amen? Are y'all still with me? Amen. In other words, many people have a problem. And the problem is that they are trying to take the place of the true vine. They're trying to take Jesus' place. They're trying to take his place. And they are being deceived in their own mind to think that they can produce the same kind of fruit that Jesus produces. Jesus always produces good fruit. In their mind, they think that they can produce the same kind of fruit that Jesus is producing. But as a result, they end up producing bad, rotten fruit. Why? Because they're trying to be Jesus. Are y'all still with me? See, we have to understand that there's only one true vine. And Jesus specifically told us in the Bible who the true vine is. He says that I am the true vine. And he tells us exactly who we are. He says, we are the branches. Are y'all still with me? I mean, it doesn't get any clearer than that. Because I told us last week that Jesus paid the price to be the true vine. He gave his life for us. Are y'all still with me? Amen. And when Jesus said that we are the branches, guess what that means? That means that we are the branches. But people are trying to take Jesus' place as the true vine. And listen to this. People are not only trying to take Jesus' place as the true vine, they are trying to take Jesus' place as the Word. Because the Bible says Jesus is the Word. Not only are they trying to take his place as the Word, they are trying to take his place as the truth. Not only are they trying to take his place as the truth, they're trying to take his place as being the way. Because the Bible says Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Not only are they trying to take his place being the way, they are trying to take his place being the life. Not only are they trying to take his place being the life, they are trying to take his place being the judge. Because the Bible tells us that Jesus is the judge. Are y'all still with me this morning? Jesus is the judge. But we have a lot of people who are trying to take his place as the judge. I want you to go to John chapter 5 before I go any further. Amen. Because Jesus has already told us who's the true vine. And he has already told us who the branches are. And now in John 5, he tells us who the judge is. Go to John chapter 5. See? Once again, in many cases, we deceive in our own selves. Are y'all still with me? Amen. In John chapter 5, are you there yet? Look at verse number 20. The Bible says, this is Jesus talking because it's in red. He said, for the Father loveth the Son, and showeth him all things that himself doeth. And he will show him greater works than these that you may marvel. For as the Father raises up the dead and quickeneth them, even so the Son quickeneth whom he will. The word quicken means to make alive. And then look at verse 22. It says, for the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment into who? Do y'all see that? Has committed all judgment into the Son. So that all men, verse 23, so that all men, not some, but so that all men shall do what? Honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. And then the Bible tells us something that's very important here. Well, everything in the Bible is important, but this really got my attention. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which has sent him. Notice what that verse does not say. Notice that there is nowhere in that verse that it says to honor the branches. Are y'all still with me this morning? Unless you have a Bible that I don't have. Because, see, I know some religions out there, they just write in the Bible what they want to be in there. You know. See. But, see, I can't honor the Son if I try to take his place. Because what I'm doing, I'm telling him that I can do it better than you can. See, that's not honor. That's disgrace. Are y'all still with me? See, we judge people because we want them to meet our standard. But how many of you know it's not about meeting our standard? It's about meeting God's standard. Don't you know there's a verse in Isaiah that says, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard against him. And don't you know the standard is not called the branches. The standard is called the Word. Are y'all still with me? Amen. But see, once again, we try to take Jesus' place, some of us, in this world. But we think we're connected to the vine. But in actuality, we are not as connected as we think we are. Are you all still with me? Amen. Why in the world would anyone try to take Jesus' place? I mean, why is that? Well, I'll tell you why. Either they have disconnected themselves from the true vine, or they are not as connected to the true vine as they think they are. Because one of the criterias of being connected to the true vine, I've already told you what it was. Jesus says, he that stays and remains. He that abideth means to stay and remain. He that stays and remain in me, and I in him, he should bear much good fruit. But how many of you know, as I said earlier, stay and remain means every second of the day, every minute of the day, every hour of the day, every day, all the time. And some people stay and remain in him sometimes, but every now and then they want to step out so they can be the true vine. Are y'all still with me? And it does not work. And as a result of that, they are bearing bad fruit that is produced by bad seed. Because the bad seed, bad fruit, also produces bad seed. Did y'all know that? Normally when the fruit is bad, the seed is bad. And the bad seed, when it starts to grow, will contaminate anything that it's associated with, to include good fruit. Are y'all still with me this morning? Have I lost anybody? Amen. And listen, people who have disconnected themselves from the Word, or have disconnected themselves from the vine, or are not as connected as they think they are. Listen to this. I want everybody to hear this. It's not just people who don't attend church. Most of it is people who attend the church. See, we always criticize and judge people who don't attend church. But how many of you know we're just as big a problem as they are? Because we really think, when I say we, I'm talking about the body of Christ as a whole, a lot of people, we really think that we are equal to the true vine. Just because we come to church. I mean, a lot of times Christians, we're the worst ones. But yeah, we can judge other people. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, this is the truth, vine. I know y'all thought I was going to come on and talk about eating grapefruits, didn't you? But Jesus says, if you remain in me and I in you, you shall bear good fruit, because through our good fruit, God is glorified. And the purpose of us being here, by God choosing us, when we didn't choose him, is for us to do what? Bear good fruit. But if I think that I'm the true vine, when actually I'm a false vine, I am deceiving my own self. Are y'all still with me? People in the church, they, listen to this, they try to share Jesus' true vine status with him. They try to share the true vine's, the status that comes with the true vine, they try to share it with him when he is the true vine. Now, how can we share something with someone and it belong to them? Just like Elder Bondra driving out here in a Maserati. And that's what it calls, Maserati? Maserati? Hey, call it what you want. Amen, amen, amen. And I'm trying to share it with him. Elder Bondra, I know this car belongs to you, but I'm going to share it with you. He'll be like, excuse me? I paid the price for this. Jesus paid the price to be the true vine. Who am I? Think I can share his status with him? Y'all still with me? And listen, not only, as I told you before, do we try to share his true vine status with him, we try to share his word status with him, his truth status with him, his way status with him, his life status with him, and we want to help him judge people. We have lost our mind. Are y'all still with me this morning? See, the word, see, it doesn't matter how long we've been saved, we need the word too. And sometimes we think the word is for someone else. See, when we read the Bible in Romans chapter 12, be not conformed to this world, but present your body a living sacrifice and renew your mind, we always think it's for somebody else. No, it's still for us too. Because as Christians, we have to renew our mind daily. We have to present our body daily. Because the Bible says the spirit is renewed daily. Are y'all still with me? So it's for us too. But because we sometimes try to share Jesus' status with him, we miss out on our position. As a result, we are not as connected to the vine as we think we are. Y'all still with me? We try to be like Jesus. Pastor, what do you mean by that? Well, let me count the ways. Number one, we just saw in John 5 that Jesus is the judge. Did you all see that? But yeah, sometimes we want the judge. I've already said that. When people don't meet our standards or how we think they should be or how we think what they should say or how they should look, that's not our position. Number two, some people say that on Sunday that Jesus is the true vine. But on Monday, they try to be the true vine. Are y'all still with me? On Sunday, they say that Jesus' word is true. But on Monday, they want people to think that what they say is true. Gotta be equal to Jesus. On Tuesday, they speak Jesus' word. But on Wednesday, they want people to speak their word. They want people to say what they say. and spread gossip and rumors. Are y'all still with me? On Wednesday, they say Jesus is the way. But on Thursday, they want to have their way. Or they want people to see them as being the way. Trying to be like Jesus. But it's false. It's rotten. It's bad. Are you all still with me? On Sunday, they try to get people to give their life to Jesus. But on Saturday, they become the life of the party. But yeah, they said it's connected to the vine. Well, how can I be connected to the vine if I'm trying to be the vine? Are y'all still with me? They try to share his glory with him when Jesus specifically told us in John 15:5, he says, I am the true vine, and we are the what? The branches. Jesus is the way, but I want to have my way. How many of you know there's only one true vine? And his name is what? Jesus. Well, Pastor, why do people do that? Why do people do that? Why do they allow themselves to be their way? Well, let me tell you why they allow themselves to be their way. They allow themselves to be their way because of a spirit called pride. In other words, they think they're more highly than they are. Are y'all still with me? We know the Bible tells us in Proverbs 6, we're going to go there in a minute for another reason. In Proverbs 6, the Bible says God hates pride. But a lot of people think that they are better than everyone else. That's pride. And they think that they are more highly than they are. You know, a dog is a dog because they have the characteristics of a dog. I mean, a dog barks. I mean, we expect dogs to bark. There could be five animals in a circle. And if that dog's not barking, and all these other animals are making noise, someone's going to ask the question, is something wrong with that dog? He's not barking. So we know that a dog is supposed to bark. Are y'all still with me? Well, on the other hand, we know that a cat is supposed to meow. We expect that from a cat because that's what the cat is. That's what he does. He meow. If someone dress a cat up like a dog, and you start trying to pat that dog says, meow, you know it's not a dog. Why? Because a dog does not meow. They bark. A coyote howls. There's no doubt. If I see a coyote and he's not howling, I'm not going to say, why isn't he meowing? I'm going to say, why isn't he howling? Well, the reason why you ask the question is because we know that a coyote does what? Howl. So the dog, the cat, and the coyote does not think more highly of themselves than they are to. They stay in their lane. Well, how many of you know that as branches, we should not think more highly of ourselves than we are to, we should stay in our lane. And our lane is to be a what? Branch. That bears what? Fruit. Are y'all still with me? I want you to go to Romans chapter 12. Romans 12. See, we got to get it together. Like I mentioned last week, some of us have it twisted. All across the church world, I like to call it, because these church people always think that we always think we're better than everyone else. That's because we attend church. See. But the Bible says God is no respecter of persons. He doesn't show favoritism, although he gives us favor. See. The Bible says Jesus came down as a servant. He didn't come down talking about, hey, I'm the children of God, and you better get it together. No, he's a servant. That's who we are. But sometimes we think we're more than what we think we are. And as a result, we are deceiving ourselves in thinking that we are connected to the true vine, and not so. We're going to do it sometimes, but not all the time. Look at chapter 12. The Bible says here in verse number 3. The Bible says, Paul is talking to the Christians at Rome. He said, "For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to do what? Think. Not to think of himself more highly. If someone give you a compliment, great. But don't think of yourself more highly. It did not say that we were not high, because in Christ Jesus we are high as Christians. But it says, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think. And, you know, when I see the Apostle Paul, I'm going to ask him why he said that here. But I believe I know why, but I'm not sure. I have to ask him. I believe the reason why he said that is because in verse 1 and verse 2, where he told them to present their body a living sacrifice, and he told them to renew their mind, I believe that there were some people there who thought his message was for someone else. Johnny, did you hear what he said? We hear what he said, Johnny? You need to present your body, and you need to present your mind, or renew your mind. You need to do it, Johnny. And Paul probably said, listen, Woodrow, don't think of yourself more highly than you are. In other words, the word is for you also. I believe that's why he said it. I don't know. When I see him, I'll ask him, but I believe that's why he said it. Because sometimes we think the word is for someone else. Just because we come to the church on Sunday and they might not come. We can't judge people. Jesus is the judge and the jury. Are y'all still with me this morning? He is the one who's making intercessions for us right now, seated on the right-hand side of the Father. And see, what we end up doing, we put people in a state of condemnation. Then they don't want to show their face because they feel guilty because of something we have said out of our mouth. And instead of us beating people down, we should be encouraging them. Y'all still with me? That's how we bear fruit. That's how we bear fruit, by encouraging them, by showing them love, the love that God showed us when he sent Jesus for us. We got to get together. I told you all a few weeks ago, we need to raise the bar. It's time for us to pick up the pace. You all remember that? We need to pick up the pace. We said we're Christians. Let's be Christians. Are y'all still with me? If I think I am a vine, when Jesus has already told me I'm a branch, but if I think that I am a vine, I will try to do what vines do. I will try to produce branches. And when I produce these branches will bear bad and rotten fruit. Well, Pastor, why is that? Well, the reason that's true is because Jesus said he's the vine. And he said, without him, we can do nothing. So without Jesus, I can't bear good fruit. The only way I can bear good fruit is I have to be connected to Jesus. I can call myself a vine all I want to. I can call myself a dog all I want to. But when I open my mouth and say, meow, I have exposed myself. That's what happened with a lot of Christians. They say they're connected. But then we start to open our mouths. Are y'all still with me? And when we open our mouth, we are producing bad or rotten fruit. Y'all still with me? And corrupt, bad, rotten fruit always produces corrupt, bad, and rotten seeds. Y'all still with me? And when I sow corrupt, rotten seeds, I'm causing problems. I'm causing problems. I have started a mess. Why? Because of the bad seeds that I sowed that will continue to grow in rotten fruits. Are y'all still with me? In other words, what I have done is I have sowed seeds of discord. And discord seeds are bad seeds. Are y'all still with me? And listen, it starts when people want everyone else to see things their way when Jesus says, I am the way. That's how it starts. Just trying to help us this morning. And when people don't see things our way, then we get upset. Because we think that we are the way. Are y'all still with me? And then we start talking more. We start spreading rumors more. We start causing division more. We start causing conflict more. We start causing confusion more. And how many of us know that God is not the author of confusion? We sow seeds of discord. And sowing seeds of discord is one of the things that God hates. I told you we was going to go to Proverbs chapter 6 later on. Let's go there now. Proverbs chapter 6. God hates. Are y'all still with me this morning? Are y'all all right this morning? Jesus said, without him, we can do nothing. Without him, we can't bear good fruit. And although we think we can't. Because as soon as we open up our mouth, rotten fruit, rotten seed. Y'all quiet this morning. Amen. Proverbs chapter 6. Amen, amen, amen. Proverbs 6. I got to really pay attention to the clock. I got to get through this today. Proverbs 6. Proverbs chapter 6. The Bible says in verse number 16. Are y'all there? It said, these six things does the Lord do what? Hate. That word hate is a powerful word. Seven are disgusting to him, an abomination. It says, number one, pride, a proud look. A lying tongue. Hands that shed innocent blood. A heart that devises wicked imaginations. Feet that be swift in running to mischief. A false witness that speaketh what? Lies. And he that soweth what? Discord among who? Brethren. So a discord, yes. Seeds of discord. Seeds that cause problems. Seeds that cause division. Seeds that cause confusion. Seeds that start gossip, how many of those seeds grow? Tell one person, guess what? It's going to grow to somebody else. It's going to grow to somebody else. That's what seeds do. And the funny thing about it, people plant these seeds and they think the seed's not growing. They plant the seed, they tell one person, and they think it's going to stop there. It doesn't stop there. Why? Because seeds grow in the natural and in the spiritual. They grow. Are y'all still with me? And what they try to do is pull someone else into their negative conversations to agree with them. Well, that's the process of seeds growing. Y'all might have quieted it. Whenever I got a pen so I can drop, when I was young, my mom said, it's so quiet in here, you can hear a pen drop. They only care about themselves when they say Jesus is number one. You know, in Hosea chapter 10, you know, there are certain places in the Bible where God refers to the children of Israel as vines. And in Hosea chapter 10, the Bible called them empty vines. And the reason why the Bible calls, and you can read it when you get home, I can't go there for the sake of time, but the reason why the Bible calls them empty vine is because they only care about themselves. They were building altars for themselves. They were doing things for themselves. They didn't care about anyone else. And the Bible says that empty vine, listen to this. The empty vine cannot bear good fruit. Why? Because it's empty. If you have an empty glass, you can't drink water out of it. Why? Because it's empty. That's what empty vines do. So a person who's trying to take Jesus' place as a true vine, not only are they a false vine, but they are an empty vine because they cannot do anything to build up the body of Christ. They only tears them down. Judging. You got to get up to my standard. If you're not up to my standard, then you're nothing. This is the standard right here. Not my word, but the word. Not your word, but the word. But yet, we say we connected to the true vine. And many Christians across America, we are deceiving our own selves. Are you all still with me? And see, when we run across people who sow discord, the Bible tells us to avoid them. Avoid them? Yeah. Well, wait a minute, Pastor. Wait a minute. Because Christians are supposed to come together. Yes, we are. But if that Christian is sowing seeds of discord, avoid them. But Pastor Ron, why do you want them to do that? Because the Bible, that's what the Bible says. Avoid them. Why? Because seeds grow. And if they are contaminated and we hang around them, guess what's going to happen? We are going to be contaminated. That's just the way it is. Why? Because seeds grow. Whether avoid them. Go to Romans chapter 16. Romans 16, I want to show it to you because when I say stuff, I like to show it to you in the Word. That way you know I'm not making it up. Romans 16. When you get there, say amen. Paul is talking to Christians. He's not talking to sinners. He's talking to Christians here. Apostle Paul. He is talking to Christians here. Romans 16. Amen. I got 12 minutes. Amen. Romans 16. Are y'all getting this today? See, we need to reevaluate our own selves. We want to reevaluate everybody else. We need to look at our own selves. That's what we fail to do sometimes as Christians. We want to judge people. Once again, because they don't meet our standard. No. There's only one judge. His name is Jesus. And listen, he paid the price to be the judge. I have to reevaluate myself. You know, it's not just for you, it's for me also. We need to find out who we say we are. And if we're thinking more highly of ourselves than we are to, we need to change the way we think. That's why Paul told him to renew your mind, because if we renew our mind daily, then we would not think more highly than we ought to think. We would think soberly, as God has dealt to every one of us the measure of faith. Are y'all still with me? Look at Romans chapter 16. Apostle Paul is talking to Christians. Look at verse 17. Are y'all there? He says, now I beseech you, brethren. Brethren, that means he's talking to Christians. Could be sistering, but it's all together. He's talking to us. He said, now I beseech you, brethren. I warn you, brethren, mark them which do what? Cause what? And what? Offend people. Do y'all see that? So you see, I'm not making it up, right? It says, mark them that cause division and offenses contrary to what? The word of God. If they're going against the word of God and they cause division, avoid them. Well, Pastor, the Bible didn't say avoid them. I'm not finished. It said, now I beseech you, brethren, mark them which cause divisions and offenses contrary to the doctrine which you have learned, and do what? Somebody say it again. Paul is not talking about people who are not in the church. He is not talking about people who have not accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. He is talking to Christians here. He said, if they're causing division, avoid them. And then he says, he tells us why we should avoid them. Look at verse 18. He said, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but what? There it is. Black and white. They say they're serving God, but they want us to see them as being the way, the truth, and the life. They want us to see them as being the true vine. They want us to live not by God's word, but by their word. Bible says, do what? Avoid them. For they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly. And by good words, they can talk good now. They sound religious. And fair speech deceive the hearts of the what? Simple. Notice who they are deceiving. Young Christians. And a young Christian is not someone who just got saved yesterday. Young Christians are people who don't spend time in the Word. These people will deceive them because that's who they target. Because they know that if they start spreading seeds of discord, and they're talking to you, and you look up to them, they know they can get you to start talking too. What kind of fruit are we producing? The good fruit or the bad fruit? Well, how many know we have to answer that question for ourselves? See. You know, there's a verse in the Bible where Jesus talked about tares. Y'all hear about tares? And let me tell you what tares are. Tares is a weed. It looks like it looks like it's. Let me just look at my notes here for a minute. Wheat. It looked like wheat, and it grows with the wheat. And if you're not careful, you would think that the tares is wheat. See, everything that looked like a duck and quacked like a duck and walked like a duck might not be a duck. But see, if I don't spend time in God's word, if I don't spend time in prayer, if I do not spend time meditating the word, I will be deceived to think that the terror is like I am, when actually the terror is trying to get me to be like it is. Once again, it attacks the simple or the young and the restless. Are y'all still with me? And the terror will cause damage to good fruit. I mean, you might be bearing good fruit, and all of a sudden, here comes a tear. And now, although you were bearing good fruit, now you are starting to bear rotten fruit. Why? Because you have been deceived by the tear. And the Bible warns us against the tares. And the Bible talks to us against tares because Jesus knew, God knew that one day in our lifetime, as we are trying to get closer to him, as we are trying to grow in the word, he knows that Satan will send tares to try to pull us back. That's what Satan does, try to hold us down. I want you to go with me, please, to Matthew chapter 13. I got 5 minutes left. Matthew 13. Are y'all still with me? We have to be careful. We're not all what we think we are. We cannot compare ourselves to Jesus. We need the word. We can't try to be the word. We need the word. Not just the written word, but the spoken word and the word made flesh. And we know the word made flesh is Jesus. We can't be Jesus. We need Jesus. The vine don't need the branches, but the branches need the vine. Are you all still with me? Are you at Matthew 13 yet? I'm almost done. Just stay with me. I got about 4 minutes and 30 seconds. Jesus, you know, Jesus talked in parables, which were earthly stories with spiritual meanings. That's how he talked to his disciples. And in Matthew 13, are you there yet? Look at verse number 24. The Bible says, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in the field. In other words, like unto a man that's bearing some good fruit. Y'all still with me? But notice at this point in time, it's just a seed. He says, but while the man slept, in other words, he wasn't alert. While the man slept, the enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. How many of you know that Satan can use anyone who let him use them? Say the enemy came. And anybody who is used by Satan at that particular time is an enemy of God. I don't care if we've been saved for 50 years. In that particular time, when we let Satan use us, at that particular time, we become an enemy of God. Why? Because Jesus says, he that stays and remain in me, not take time off. Bible says, verse 26, but when the blade was sprung up, in other words, when it started to grow and brought forth fruit, then appeared the what? Tare, or the bad fruit also, or the bad weeds also. So the servants of the householder came, verse 27, and said unto him, sir, did not thou sow good seed in the field? Where did these tares come from? He said unto them, an enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? Do you want us to go and remove all the tares? Look at what he said. But he said, nah. Because if you take up the tares, since they kind of look like the wheat, you might pull the wheat up also. Y'all still with me? He said, but let both grow together until the harvest come. In other words, until you see the fruit. And in the time of the fruit or the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather you together first the tares and bind them up and burn them. Can I add in hell's fire? Amen. But gather the wheat and put it in my barn. See, Christians, initially, a person who sows discord, they might look like you or sound like you or speak the word like you or walk like you. But eventually, the fruit is going to grow. And the reason why you recognize the fruit is because the more you grow spiritually in the word, I told you, the Bible tells us they attack the seed or the simple. But the more you grow into the word of God, and you learn the word of God for yourself, you're going to start recognizing, wait a minute, that's not a wheat. That's a tear. And we have to recognize it, because if not, we might become where they are. I got 45 seconds. I'm going to close with this. Pastor, how do I know? How do I know who is who? How do I know whether they're wheat or tare? How do I know they're bearing good fruit? Because when I hear them talk, they always talk good. I mean, they quote scriptures. You're good. No, you're good, you're good. They quote scriptures. I mean, they pray with me. They fast with me. How am I going to know? Well, I'm going to show you how you know, and then we're going to close. Would you go to Matthew chapter 7? Don't you know every answer that you need is found in the Word? Matthew chapter 7. And I'm going to close after this. Matthew chapter 7. How do we know? Well, Jesus tells us how to know. Are y'all there yet? I'm closing. That's why he's playing. That's a sign that I'm close. Jesus says here in verse 15, he says, beware of false prophets. Now, when people see that, they think it means like prophets, like, you know, the gifts of the Spirit, you know, the prophet. That's not what it's talking about. A prophet is a person who edifies. Notice there's not a capital P, it's a small P. So it's saying be careful of people who open up their mouth. You try to say that they're this and that. Be careful. He said, beware of them which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inward they are ravening wolves. How can you tell? Based on what they say out of their mouth. He says, you shall know them by their what? If they're not bearing good fruit, guess what? They're not from the true vine. They're from their own vine. Because they're trying to be Jesus. They're trying to be the true vine. They're trying to be the way, the truth, and the life, and the judge. Paul told the Romans, avoid them. Because if not, you're going to become just like they are. He said, you should know them by their fruits. And then he gives us some examples. Do men gather grapes of thorns or figs of thistles? Even so, verse 17, every tree bringeth forth good, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth what? Evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that bringeth not forth good fruit is cut down, taken away, and cast into the fire. Wherefore, by their fruits you shall know them. Stand to your feet. I'm here to tell you. A duck might look like a duck. He might quack like a duck. He may even splash in the lake like a duck. But he might not be a duck. Don't be deceived. Do not think we are more than who we are. Do not think we are better than other people because we dress better than they do, or they don't do this like we do, or whatever. Do not cause division among brothers, sisters, people, anyone. I'm a Christian out of one side of my mouth, but I'm causing problems on the other side. That's not connected to the true vine. It's time for us to examine our own selves. It's time for us to realize that there's only one true vine. It's time for us to realize that the vine does not need the branch, but the branch needs the vine. It's time for us to humble ourselves like Jesus did. The Bible says Jesus humbled himself. Came down here not as, I mean, he is who he is, but he came down here in the form of a man, as a servant, to do the will of God, to bring people to Jesus or to Christ or to God. In other words, he bare fruit. He made a difference in this world. But Christians, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't matter how long we've been saved. It doesn't matter how long we pray, how good we can speak in tongues, how much money we have in our pockets, what our titles are or are not, how many houses we own, how many cars we drive. It doesn't matter. We're still not Jesus. And we still need the Word of God like anyone else. There's only one truth, and his name is Jesus. There's only one vine, and his name is Jesus. There's only one way, and his name is Jesus. And if you want to have everlasting life, you need to stick to Jesus, because Jesus is also the life. Amen. Somebody give God a hand praise, because he's worthy.